first thing I wanted to cover tonight was just to, I know we've talked about this several times in the past, but I thought this might be a good way of showing you what I've been talking about over time. The fact that this is a drawing that shows the various elevations in Area D. This is Oakwood here. This is 27th Street right here, down this side. This is County Line Road, runs right down in through here, down the bottom. And then this is the western extent. This land is county park land up and through here. This map graphically depicts what the elevations are out there. And if you, it's obviously a lot clearer in the one that's in your packets right there. But each one of these colors represents an elevation. And what this demonstrates is that this is a high point right here. This is a high point along this ridge right here. There is approximately 70 feet of difference between this corner here of Oakwood and 27th Street and down here in the southeast corner where the Root River goes through, which is that white area right in through here. So by the way the land is formed, all this area drains to the south. So when you go to lay out and design such things as sanitary sewer and storm sewer, you have to, it runs downhill. It's not any more complicated than that on some days. So you see that everything drains down here to the south, to this corner. The existing sewer that exists right now that we have to tie into eventually is up here in this intersection right here. That's an existing, what's called an MIS that MMSD installed a number of years ago. That's about 90, 95 feet deep right there. So essentially what we have to do, there's a divide line that's shown on the other map, map 2 and 3, that you have in your packet. There's a divide that goes right along, right through here. This corner right here can be served by the existing sewer that's up in this area that extends along Oakwood up to about, okay, go back to the last one. Yeah, it's back in through this area right in through here. This area from roughly northeast of the line that I'm drawing right now with the pointer can be served by that existing sewer. Everything else in this area drains down to the south, and we need to put in a pump station in this general area and then pump it back up along 27th Street back up to this point. So, you know, we keep talking about elevation change and things like that, but this is really where the magic line is, the divide line. All this goes north. Everything else down here goes to the south. We went through, if we go to the next map, we went through about 12 to 15 different iterations for the sanitary sewer layout for Area D. Again, this outline right here is the Area D that we're looking at right now. And this is what came out to be the most cost-effective. Essentially, this green is the existing sanitary sewer right now, and it can't go any further to the west because this land drops off this way, so we're fighting great. This is the divide line I talked before about. This area drains to this corner. Everything else drains down here to the south side. So I know it's a little bit hard to see here on the screen, but you, in what you have in your packet, I think it's a lot clearer. We're looking at a sanitary sewer. The break line is essentially right here. There'd be a gravity sewer considering the whole of Area D, which would drain from a run for essentially from this point up to the corner, and then everything else would come down to a future pump station down in this area. So everything for the rest of the area on Elm Road and on 27th Street, this whole area would be going down to this pump station right here. And then from that point where it's collected, it would be pumped up in two force mains through some type of alignment in this general area, and and then go up 27th Street till it met the gravity sewer up at this point, and then it would flow by gravity from that point to the north. The reason why we've got this shown right here is the fact that when you put utilities, in this case and what's shown here on map 2, the blue is the water transmission main that we need to service water for this area. The red are the force mains going back from the pump station up to here, and the yellow is the sanitary sewer that's going to be drained by gravity down to this pump station. The reason we put it out here as opposed to putting it in County Line Road is by putting it north of here some distance, at least 400 or 500 feet north of County Line Road, these utilities are able to service areas on both sides of the street. So therefore, it's a lot more cost effective than if we put it down here on the south side, because this general area right in here is not developable. It's in floodplain, and there's some wetlands and things down there, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But by pushing it up here one distance away from County Line Road, we're able to service lands in this area on this side of the road, or some future right-of-way, or also on this side of the road. So that's why that is right there. Obviously, we're going to, if this were to go forward, we're going to need the cooperation of the property owners, because we're going to need easements or rights of way through this area to get from 27th Street down to the pump station. We're also going to need easements along 27th Street, because there is no room in 27th Street to put utilities. The DOT has occupied their entire right-of-way within a foot of the right-of-way line, so there's no room left when 27th Street is completed, whenever that happens in the next probably 5 to 10 years when this is rebuilt finally. So that's why it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some cooperation from the property owners along this line. You'll see also on this map, which deals with the overall Area D, we show a water transmission main coming down and essentially looping around the perimeter of that. We need that for insurance purposes, for fire protection, and also for redundancy. That's common practice when you design water main. So if we go on to the next slide, you'll see that this is what we depict as what's called phase one projects. This is what we would propose be done right away. And again, we're going to be dealing with, we need to construct this pump station. We're going to need to construct a water main from this intersection of 27th and Oakwood down 27th Street over to this general area. And then what's pumped out of the pump station goes back in two other pipes up to this area right now. So this would be what we would suggest to the city and strongly recommend would be the phase one project. This phase one project would essentially provide sewer and water service for this area that I'm outlining right now with the pointer. Because as I mentioned before and showed you before, all this drains gravity. We would, for any other future development over through there, that would require an extension of sewer and water in that area. But for phase one, this would allow the city to have development in this area, the area along Elm Road, and also the area up here in the northeast corner right now, due to topography. The cost of this phase one project or projects is approximately $10 million. To put in the sewer, the water, and the pump station. Of that $10 million, you were furnished in your packet a letter from MMSD, they would pick up approximately $7 million of that $10 million cost, which obviously is a significant chunk of that cost for the city. We would also have to address, as part of the design, what the eventual grades and of this area that would be served, because we need to know the grades, and we also need to have the stormwater management of this area figured out in order to set the grades for the sewer and the grade of the pump station in this area. there would be additional costs over and above. The $10 million would get water down to this point. It would get sanitary sewer down to service this area right here. And that's what's covered by the $10 million. There would be additional costs involved depending upon the extent of grading and stormwater management in this area. One thing I need to point out to you, and it's just the nature of the beast, is from the date that the city decides to go ahead with this, if they should so choose, it's 2 years from the day somebody says go till the date that this pump station turns on. And that's just the way that it is, because we have to deal with not only the design, but the approvals, the intermunicipal agreements that are going to be required, acquisition of the easements that we need, the actual construction, and the startup of this pump station. It takes about approximately a year to build that pump station once it's bid out. So we're looking at, somebody says go, it's 2 years before this is ready to be, before we have anything to connect into these lines. Lastly, and I know you've been here for quite a while tonight, so I'm trying to move this along quite a bit as fast as I can and then respond to your questions. The next steps, if the city should desire to move ahead on this, is we need to determine if the development that would be allowed by the installation, construction of sanitary sewer and water down to this point, if the amount of development that comes out of this area is sufficient to support the construction costs. That's a financial analysis, and I think that you're going to be addressing that. It's my understanding, at least start addressing that issue in the foreseeable future. The next thing we need to look at is, right now there is an existing stormwater pond right there. This is the old golf facility right here. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. There's a pond right here. And we're discussing with DNR the possibility of using this pond for stormwater purposes for this area right here. In fact, we have a meeting with DNR on Friday. If we're able to do that, that's going to save the project a lot of money, because then we don't have to replace this pond with a newly constructed pond down here, which has two bad things going with it. If we have to dig another hole down here for a stormwater pond and series of ponds, that's that much less land that we can develop, and that land developed is usually running between $500,000 and $750,000 an acre in developed property. So we don't want to do that any more than we have to. So we're having that discussion preliminarily to put together a scope to do the stormwater analysis of this area, which would be necessary before we can start on the design of the sewer and water. The other thing is, the Root River is down here, as you're all familiar with. The Root River starts way over through here in this aerial photo, comes down into town of Raymond and comes back up and goes this way and eventually ends up down in Racine. As a result of the Root River being here, and this is South County Line Road right here, the floodplain and the floodway as a result of the Root River actually extends through the middle of that building. And what we want to look at, and if the city wants to move to the next step on this, is to analyze that floodplain. We believe that there is a methodology that we can use to reduce that floodplain to south of County Line Road. And that's because of two reasons. When 27th Street is reconstructed in the future, the existing bridge on 27th Street over the Root River right there is going to be raised 8 to 10 feet. That whole road is being picked up from approximately this point all the way down to a future roundabout down in this area. By raising that bridge, by the DOT raising that bridge, that release allows more water to flow out of the floodway here and reduces that floodplain from up in this general area down to, we believe, we won't know until we do the analysis, down south of East County Line Road. If that were the case, that opens up this whole area for development, and again, that's a big financial boost to the TID and to the development, because now we're able to utilize this area for development. Right now, you can't develop that area right now with the way the floodplain is. So, with that quick and dirty explanation of what we've done so far, I'd be glad to try and answer any questions that anybody on the council has.
Alderman Wilhelm.
So, just the sewer plan's $10 million without roads.
That's just for sewer and water and the pump station.
Okay. And that's not the stormwater analysis or the floodplain analysis or any of that?
No.
Okay.
Or the installation of anything that's associated with that. There's going to be grading that's going to be required, obviously, and there's going to any types of street network or whatever that would be put in this general area is going to have to be figured into that. We don't know what that is because we haven't looked at it yet.
Well, I know that last time we looked at this, I had asked for the wetland area on this, and what I had saw, by the time we're done with the guy who's not real interested in down where the stormwater basin was, and take away the roads and the floodplains and all those the wetland areas, the site becomes a lot smaller than what we're being told. So do you know approximately what the buildable area is after we put all this money into it?
This area, just talking south of Elm Road here, for instance, everything in Elm Road south is developable except this existing wooded area is a natural area. That wouldn't be developed. So this area is out. There are some small pockets of wetland along the edge and south edge of this existing pond, which can be dealt with. The big wetland complex is down here south of County Line Road in through there. There's also a very small wetland right where my pointer is right here, right up on top of the hill. Believe it or not, it's like a small swimming pool. It's right where that black dot is right there. There are some wetlands across this area right in through here, but I'm almost positive we can get a street pattern if so desired through this area, but we'll deal with that later. Right now, we're just looking at this area right now. So this area is all developable here. This area is not, and that was never shown to be developed in the first place. So,
if I can clarify from the plans that were previously put together on this, not including what's already developed out there, right? So not including where the trucking facilities are in that area of development. The remaining area, I believe the estimate was that it was north of 200 acres of developable land.
I did a pretty good calculation on it. I came up with something quite significant less than that, and I've been looking at a lot of this stuff for quite a while. But and then the other thing is the plan of those areas that are already developed. Is this going to be incorporated into the new design, or are those going to be moved or bought out, or is that additional cost?
So at this stage, we've only gotten approval to work with consultants on the sewer and water side. I think the working assumption from staff standpoint is that we're working with the authority we're given, right? So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at whatever new development land we can open up for development. Currently, there is not quality sewer and water service in the existing development area. We've actually had communication from folks in that area to that end, that they have challenges at their sites because of that. So I think the sense is that by putting in this infrastructure, you're creating the opportunity for them to tap into this new infrastructure, and it would add value for future development value. Just based on market forces, I would expect that over time, as the value of this area increases, some of the lower-end uses are going to be forced out by the market. You know, they're going to make a calculated decision to say, do we continue to operate here, or do I sell for a more significant value, a utility site? It's, you know, eventually with Elm Road interchange, things like that coming along the line, those market forces are going to force them to make a decision. We have not had any conversations among staff that there would be any pressure from the public sector regarding them changing
hands. I think a couple of them are going to be kind of hard to force out. But I want to go to the MMSD letter because I have a couple questions on how that pans out. So are you saying under this scenario, Franklin would then build and own and operate the sewer or not?
That's got to be worked out through an intermunicipal agreement between the city and MMSD, but most likely, or one scenario is that Franklin would build it and MMSD would reimburse the city for it.
Okay, because when I'm looking at the letter, it says that the sewage district with this MIS would be owned, constructed, operated, and maintained by MMSD. It sounds like they would want this flow from another municipality. So if you looked at what's down on South and County Line Road, what happens to the terrain south of that? Is it a possibility that if the other municipalities were on board, you wouldn't have to do the pump station and could save the cost?
No. One way or the other, the pump station, if I get this thing to work right, the pump station down here could serve the areas down here, the area, part of the area that's over here, and part of the area that's over through here.
The flow is still...
That pump station's got to be built one way or the other.
Okay, so the flow is still up, regardless of the land lower.
Everything's got to go right up to there.
Okay. Because I know that the Root River runs that way and goes into Racine and runs that way, so I'm just trying to figure out how that happens.
MMSD is up here, though, so this sewer runs north and then runs over to South Shore. So this is the lowest sewer that MMSD has got in this area. There's one way over through here, but that isn't going to serve have any help for anybody
and
in this area.
We can't be part of whatever Racine has for their municipality if we're going that way.
No, that's not an option.
Okay.
Racine's treatment plant is like way over there, and that wouldn't work because right now this area is currently planned in MMSD's 2050 facilities plan that they're working on right now, plus the previous one, that this whole area is going to go to MMSD.
So are you suggesting we don't try to go to the municipalities and work out that? Because it seems to me like that would be something you'd want to know first before we went forward.
It's at the pleasure of the council and your direction. We don't, we've done essentially what you've authorized us to do so far, and we have had, there's been discussions over time with parts of those municipalities, but nothing of any consequence or form until the city decides they want to keep moving on this.
If you have the idea where it says it would be MIS with MMSD owning it, they're saying the steps that need to be taken are these Raymond and Caledonia and this other step. So sounds like we need to kind of answer that question.
Correct. You're absolutely correct, Alderman. We have to do that. We have to begin formal discussions with those other three entities, and in order to do that, we need some sense from the council. Is that what your intention is? Because that's going to take time and money and effort to do that. And if that's what you want us to proceed to do to the next step, then you just need to direct us to do that.
Well, I guess I don't know the benefits as far as MIS versus, Franklin. Those details are really unclear here.
I can answer that.
And so,
$7 million is the benefit.
And
is that $7 million at MIS, which means the negotiations with Raymond and Caledonia?
Correct.
Okay.
We're early in this process, right? So there's been historical information that's been put together. We feel like we've gathered some more information. We were asked to provide an update, and we wanted to do so. And so the stage that we're at now when this letter from MSD is suggesting that there's a potential partnership here.
Obviously, yes.
We didn't want to jump into any partnership without first providing that update to you and ensuring that you're comfortable with that direction. the immediate trade-off is what Joe's suggesting is that $7 million, right? So if you've got $10 million for sewer and water infrastructure, contingent on meeting the conditions outlined in this letter from MMSD, there's a possibility of $7 million of that being covered by MMSD, which makes our costs significantly lower.
And how much of the engineering, the cost that Franklin occurs, does Caledonia in that, and that has to all be worked out because, you know, we're going to design the whole thing for another municipality and incur all the costs. And I see, like, you know, sort of the Ryan Creek Interceptor situation where we're always helping out another municipality in order to get something we need. And basically, we just helped Oak Creek with the $500,000 in the Drexel interchange. We helped them do Drexel Town Center. We helped Muskego and Waukesha with putting in that pipe over there for the Ryan Creek Interceptor. And now we're going to do another municipality. I just want to caution us on helping out all the municipalities on the Franklin's issue, I guess, the taxpayer money.
I would say no doubt there's a decision to be made here, and that's why we're bringing forward the issue, mm-hmm. right? We understand that it's under your purview to make that determination, not ours. We come forward with the information. We present it. You know, I'll say that this land down here, we've got high expectations for what we think it can develop as. We think that there's good commercial development value attached to this land if we can find a way to get it utilitied. And so this is one, you know, there's sort of, at this stage, two theoretical ways of moving forward. One is to look at moving forward and finding a way to get it utilitied ourselves. And one is looking to build a partnership where we could shift some of those costs away from the municipality to MMSD to put in the infrastructure. There would be shared benefit both to us and other municipalities in doing so.
So when we do that analysis, would we also probably want to look at what does that set up the other municipality, maybe even ahead of us, because we don't really know where that they're at with development and interchanges and all of that. And I guess that would be, to me, part of something to consider. Are they going to, as soon as we do this, are they going to be more ready than we are with the, you know, the expressway that runs through there versus we don't even have our exit yet?
Sure. I would say that for the purpose of our project, we've been focused on the development value within the city of Franklin. That's where our focus is. You know, there's certainly potentially a political decision to be made about, again, entering that partnership and where there may be other benefits. But I'll reiterate, and I've said this previously, that looking at South Suburban markets in a comprehensive way, I think, is important. And understanding that there's shared value in investment that occurs within this region. Investment here makes the entire region more valuable. Quality development in Oak Creek does have benefits to Franklin. I firmly believe that. And so as opposed to always comparing and contrasting, I think that we also need to consider is there value for us? There certainly may be value for other folks, but to compare and contrast that would potentially set us up to forgo an opportunity that does have value for us. And to understand it from our impact side has value.
Right, but it also is an important aspect in the decision-making on where all that goes in the future, too. So.
I think, Joe, what the alderwoman is asking for is we need to know what cost is to put sewer and water just for Franklin as opposed to the MIS package.
Correct, and I understand that. Alderman Wilhelm, one thing I wanted to make clear so that you understood this, everybody understands this, and each of the entities would be responsible for getting their sewage to that point. In other words, to that big old red tomato right there. In other words, if this area were going to go into this pump station, they are responsible for getting it to there. If part of this area over here is going to go there, they've got to get to there. If part of this area over here is going to go into that, they've got to get there. So the only cost, a pump station's got to be built here. Obviously, if there's other entities in here, this pump station gets bigger. That cost of that depends upon how many of the players are involved with this thing. It's somewhat of a chicken and egg thing, but everything that Kevin Schaefer's letter is referring to is the pump station, the force mains running up to this point, the gravity sewer to this point. It's any pipe that contains the sewage from more than one municipality. We only need two. We already have, if city moves forward on this, we already have Franklin. We only need one more.
Right, we only need one more, but the thing is, if we design it for only one more and then everybody else wants to come in, and then we got to redesign it
there
and more cost.
Go.
Well, that's why before that design is undertaken, that information will be known. The other thing is that pump station is going to be designed, I mean, done lots of them over the years. That pump station is going to be designed to be expandable to a certain degree because